Welcome everyone. It's your boy Boss. I've changed up things a little bit. I want to give out positive message, spirituality, mutuality, the whole nine yards. Now, I want everybody to bear with me. There is one thing that brings the mood down. There's always that one thing that people in today's world will say kills the vibe. Well, guess what, people? We do not need to kill each other's vibe. If somebody kills your vibe, don't kill their vibes. Put the knife down. There's no need to stab people in the back. There's no need to stab people in the eye socket. There's no need to stab in general. What we need to do, jab it out. Fist pump it out. Come on. Now, if you guys want to box, be safe at all times. That's not your best solutions, but if you want a little violence, boxing is probably the best option. That's a discussion for another episode. But what really kills vibes? Well, when I think about who kills vibes, I think about assholes. I think about horrible people. I think about Donald Trump. Now, there's a lot of things that kill vibes. Now, what we do to stop killing vibes? There's a lot of options. But let's narrow down our options. So, when someone kills a vibe, you don't want to do the complete opposite. For me, it's like backfiring, retaliation. Retaliation is not the solution. Retaliations bring us in low. Retaliation also doesn't solve a problem. What retaliation does, it makes the hole deeper, makes the problem deeper, makes you even more stressed out. What we need to do is relax. All right, clear our mind. Let us know that we ain't bad people. Nobody is bad people. Even the ones that kill vibes. Now, if they're killing vibes, they need to be put in the side. Because nobody with bad vibes is allowed in this circle. And we gotta keep it fair. When we're giving each other bad vibes, a lot of people tend to stick with that person that gives you bad vibes. Now, would I do that or dearly not? When we give each other bad vibes, we're just pretty much having a boxing match emotionally. Because you want that person to suffer the same way he made you suffer by having your vibe killed. Now, killing vibe is never the answer. Re-killing the vibe is also not the answer. But what is the answer is, keep vibing. Yes, keep vibing out. Because when we keep vibing out, we take away the negative vibes. It's kind of like this. It's like you're in the kickoff in the football field. You have all these anti-vibe people trying to tackle you. But the good thing, we have protection. Just like our teammates. They take away the negative vibes out. Block them out. And then we get that free path. And then touchdown, baby. We in the end zone. And we got rid of the negative vibes. Because they ain't tackling us. They ain't gunning us. They ain't killing us. Last thing I think what they're really doing is killing their own vibes. Now, when we think of vibes, you should be thinking of good times. and not the TV show, even though that TV show does give you good times or give me good times. It's in the title. Now, we love a good time. And what is bad? What is killing the vibe necessarily means? Bad times. And bad times ain't good times. No, no, no. Now, when we're having a great time, we tend to do a lot of things. Hug. Nostalgic. Nostalgia. Which is the same thing. Bear with me. Relate. And I think I said this, but love. We love the good times we have with each other. Now, people always want to give each other a bad time. And there's several reasons. And I'm not going to give you the reasons, but I'll give you one reason. They're going through some shit themselves. So they want the people who's positive to suffer with them. And that's not fair. It never been fair. But what you need to do is let that person with the bad energy vibe suffer with their own negativity. Because when we suffer the negativity, it spreads like cancer. Now, bad vibes can also mean no vibes. Because you, my friend, are not a viber. You are indeed an anti-viber and a fucking disgrace to the fucking vibe circle. But that's fine. That's fine. You're always welcome. You just gotta turn that frown upside down. Because really, in my circle, I only allow positivity. That negativity shit could go to the trash. Or you could shit it right out, because positivity is always the answer. So remember, everyone, to conclude what I said, we have to stay positive. We have to have good vibes. Every day, when someone kills your vibe, you have to keep striving for great vibes. Because if you let the negative vibes hit you, you're potentially going to spread the bad vibes. And that's never the answer. Now, this is Bass, and I'll catch you guys soon.